Sally sits up in bed, knowing that she should stay exactly where she is. She's been dreaming about the swans again. She's been watching them take flight. For 11 years, she's done all the right things. She's been conscientious and trustworthy, rational and kind. But that doesn't mean she can't recognize the sulfurous odor of trouble. That's what's outside her front door now, trouble, pure and undiluted. It's calling to her, like a moth bumping against a screen, and she just can't ignore it. She pulls on jeans and a white t-shirt and gathers her dark hair into a ponytail. She's going to kick herself for this, and she knows it. She'll wonder why she can't just ignore that jangly feeling that comes over her and why she's always compelled to try to set things right. Those people who warn that you can't run away because your past will track you down may be right on target. Sally looks out the front window. There on the porch is the girl who could get into more trouble than anyone, all grown up. It's been too many years. It's been an eternity. But Jillian is as beautiful as ever, only dusty and jittery, and so weak in the knees that when Sally throws open the door, Jillian has to lean against the brick wall for support. "Oh, my God, it's you," Jillian says, as if Sally were the unexpected visitor. In 18 years, they've seen each other only 3 times, when Sally went west. Jillian never once crossed back over the Mississippi, just as she'd vowed when she first left the aunt's house. "It's really, really you." Jillian has cut her blonde hair shorter than ever. She smells like sugar and heat. She's got sand in the ridges of her red boots and a little green snake tattooed on her wrist. She hugs Sally fast and tight before Sally can have time to consider the lateness of the hour and the fact that perhaps Jillian might have called, if not to say she was arriving, then just sometime in the past month, only to let Sally know she was still alive. 2 days ago, Sally mailed off a letter to Jillian's most recent address, in Tucson. She gave Jillian hell in that letter, about her trail of broken plans and missed opportunities. She spoke too strongly and said too much, and now she's relieved that it's a letter Jillian will never get.